Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, February 7th, broadcast live from the Superior Livestock Office and Studios in the historic Fort Worth Stockyards. It'll be seen on Dish Network, channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise starts at 7:30, and the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 19,600 head will be offered, including 5,100 yearling steers, 4,500 yearling heifers, 9,200 weaned calves. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell or to preview the video of a specific lot, visit our website at www.superiorlivestock.com or call for more information, 800-422-2117. You can also call and register for your buyer number today. It's 800-422-2117. Superior Video Livestock, February 7th, starting 8 a.m. at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. BQA, or Beef Quality Assurance, is a program that's taken on extra importance in recent years for the beef cattle industry, as it's showing consumers that cattle producers are doing the right thing on their farm and ranch. And BQA awards were handed out at the recent cattle industry convention that's just wrapped up down in New Orleans. One of the national BQA award winners this year, the top feed yard in the country, was Buffalo Feeders out of Buffalo, Oklahoma. Their manager is Tom Fanning.
Beef Quality Assurance Award is a great honor to our staff and our crew who take pride in what they do. They work hard every day. They go through a lot of training each year. They have third-party audits that come in and confirm that they're doing the right things right every day. And we just have a great team at Buffalo Feeders that's working hard every day to produce, you know, safe, wholesome beef for our family and for yours.
Tom Fanning out of Buffalo, Oklahoma. Buffalo Feeders, the National 2019 Feed Yard of the Year for the BQA, Beef Quality Assurance Awards. By the way, BQA Educator of the Year goes to Dr. Temple Grandin out of Colorado. Well, the wind industry happy with the Super Bowl ads, as an Anheuser-Busch ad saluted and celebrated the Thunder Ranch Wind Farm in north central Oklahoma in Noble K and Grant counties for being sustainable and helping brew their beer. At the same time, the Bud Light folks getting the corn industry all riled up. National corn growers responding to the no corn syrup ad in the Super Bowl, saying America's corn farmers are disappointed in you, Bud Light. Our office is right down the road. We'd love to discuss with you the many benefits of corn. There was quite a bit of reaction to the corn farmers being unhappy, most of it not particularly positive for the corn industry, so quite a Twitter conversation in that regard. One wheat farmer happened to weigh in, saying all these corn and bean people are waking up to the fact that nobody loves them and no one cares. This is every day for a wheat farmer. You'll get used to it. Drinking helps. By the way, vegans not particularly happy either, but from the Super Bowl commercials of last night. Hyundai producing commercial that showed an elevator going up and down, and one of the stops was a vegan dinner party and a lady offering up a beet, B-E-E-T, a roast to those that were on the elevator. Most of them said, ooh. Oh, by the way, going back to Friday and the cattle industry convention, Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue addressing the cattle producers there. We've got his entire speech up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.